would live in this bedroom and then cook and eat out there at the, I suppose they spend the days most of it out there in that kitchen.
I see. And how about a little room off the kitchen where you might store things?
A pantry?
Uh-huh. And a room where you might keep worthless furniture, implements, and so forth.
Oh, that'd go up to the attic.
I see. What would you call that stuff? Would you have a name for that
the stuff that you've ceased to use?
Right.
No, you didn't dignify it with a name.
I see. Well, I wonder, there are some, are any of these words familiar to you, like plunder or junk?
Well, I think I heard the name plunder.
But
junk was not, junk is too new.
I see, okay.
Plunder, I think, would really fit in there.
Okay, fine. Now, what do you use to sweep a floor with? What do you use to sweep a floor with?
I don't.
Well, what would you use? if you could for you. If you were going to, though.
I'd use a broom.
Okay. Now, if a broom were here, we're talking about where the broom is, and the broom were here in relation to this, where would you say the broom is?
I said behind the door.
Okay. You see, there it's whether you say behind the door or in back of the door.
Said behind the door.
Okay. And, On Monday, women traditionally did what?
What?
On Mondays, women...
Monday washed.
Okay, and so you say they did their what? That's right, they did their...
Well, it was washing the dirty clothes. I don't know what's...
Okay, and on Tuesday, they did their...
Is that the iron?
Yeah, and a general word for both washing and ironing, you say they're doing their...
Laundry work?
Sure. You come into your house, first to walk up from the street, you walk up the what?
Walk up the steps.
Okay. And then you're standing on the...
On the porch.
Yeah.
On the porch, not your veranda on this is a word you, but we always call it a porch.
Okay, how does a veranda, does a veranda differ from a porch, or is that just another word for it?
No, I never have look it up.
Does a veranda have to, does a porch have to have a roof? A roof?
In my opinion, it would.
What would you call it if it didn't have a roof?
I wouldn't call it.
Okay. You wouldn't have a name for it?
I wouldn't have a name for it. Didn't have a roof over it.
Okay. And you said you'd walk up the steps. If you were talking about walking up to the second floor, would you still say walking up the steps?
You used to call them stair steps. You put stair in there.
I see. Inside.
Yeah.
In the house. Outside just steps, but in,
steps,
in.
But inside you put stair steps.
Stair steps.
Because you're going upstairs.
Okay. I see. If you didn't want the door that way, you might tell someone, please.
What? Close the door?
Or you might say, close the door, you might say. Another word you might use instead.
Well, you could say shut the door, but I think we would say close the door. That's what we would say, close the door.
Is there a difference between those two in your mind, between close the door and shut the door?
No, there's no difference in my mind between them.
I see. And horizontal overlapping boards for protective or decorative purpose, you know, on a house. Don't remember what they're called? Something put over on a frame house.
You mean the outside?
Yes.
We call that weatherboarding.
Okay. And you get in a car and you what it? You turn on the motor and you...